mister? Mister? Hey, I know you're awake. I saw your eyelids twitch. There's no use pretending. See? There we go. Now you're looking at me. And you're angry. But it's your fault, really, because you shouldn't have pretended to be asleep. Don't look at me like that. I'm not mean, normally. I'm a good, sweet girl. And I'm going to be sweet just so long as we keep on being honest with each other, okay? If you do what I say, then I won't be mean again. Now that wasn't a very nice thing to say, especially not to a girl my age. I'm not even supposed to know what those words mean, mister. Oh, and now you're struggling. Did you not notice those ropes before? I used all the knots I learned in Girl Scouts, so your wrists should be tied nice and tight behind the headboard. And the reason you can't move your legs either is because I used a bowline to tie each of your ankles to the bedposts. And yes, mister, your pants are very missing. Did you only just now notice? Oh my gosh, you look so silly. I have to take a picture to show my friends later. Yep, just like that, with your eyes wide open and your mouth all seized up and cross-looking like that. There we go. Oh, you still look all confused. Those drugs you tried to give me must have been really strong. Tell you what, before we go any further, I'm going to be extra nice and help jog your memory, okay? Alright, so let's see. I think it started when I was coming home from school earlier this afternoon. And I was on the phone with my mom, telling her not to worry because I was going to my friend's house for dinner. And you were driving past in your car. And I guess that you must have heard me because you slowed right down and offered me a lift. Are you starting to remember yet? No? Well, I wasn't so sure at first because, of course, I've been warned about strangers. I'm not stupid, but you seemed so nice and friendly. And you said it would only take 5 minutes. And of course it was really hot in your car because you must have turned the air conditioning off deliberately. And you asked if I wanted a drink, and I said yes. So you said your place was just on the way to my friend's house. And you pulled up outside. And I wasn't so sure because it looked like the kind of nice big house that families and children live in. Nothing creepy. So I agreed, and we went into the kitchen, and you got some juice out of the fridge, and you put something in it. Yes, I saw you, mister. You thought you were being so clever with telling me that you'd seen a kitten running around outside the garden. But I saw your reflection in the window. So I told you you have to get a drink as well, so that you didn't get too thirsty driving me to my friend's house. And then when you weren't looking, I swapped the glasses and now here we are. Does that help? Do you remember now, mister? Because I bet that you remember exactly what you were going to do next. I bet you thought I looked too young and sweet to know about that kind of stuff. But everyone's got an internet connection nowadays, mister. And I know all about men like you. And what men like you like to do to little girls like me when they're naked and helpless. It's really sick, you know that? You are disgusting. Ting. I spend all week avoiding all the gross boys in my year so I can save myself for someone nice when I'm old enough. And then some older man like you decides he can just take it? I'm sorry, mister. I can't stay mad at you for long. I'm a terrible liar, you see. Even my mommy says so. The truth is, the truth is, I wasn't avoiding the boys in my year at all. They were the ones avoiding me. Oh, you look so surprised, mister. Did you think little boys didn't get nervous, too? And maybe you're right. Maybe they've all watched porn and they can't wait to try doing the things they've seen on the internet, but they're still afraid of me. Can you guess why? No, we're going to make a game out of it. Won't that be fun? I'll give you 3 guesses why they got so scared. And if you win, I'll untie you and give you your pants back, and we can pretend that none of this ever happened. And if I win... if I win, then you get to find out anyway. Okay, first guess. No, silly. It's not because I tied them up. I've never even gotten that far. Next guess. No, it's not because my dad or anything boring like that. One more guess. And because I'm being nice, I'll give you a clue for the last one, okay? Can you see what I'm looking at? I'm looking at your thingy. Your cock. It's all small and shriveled, probably because you're cold and scared. Now come on and guess. Wrong again. I never got to see their cocks. As soon as they heard the rumor about me, I couldn't get a one of them alone in the same room. So no matter how much I dreamed about doing all of those things I saw online, they would just run away. So, mister, this is the first chance I've ever got. So, you're going to, well, I guess you're going to be my first time now. You have to promise not to laugh at me, okay? Oh, the rumor? I'm really glad you asked. You see, I was looking at your thingy because it's so small and scared. Not a little bit like mine. There's no sense in looking all surprised. I won, so now I'm gonna show you, okay? I'm just gonna lift up my skirt. See, mister? This is my cock. And it's not all tiny like yours. It's big and hard and excited. Because looking at you all tied up like that, thinking about the things you'd planned to do to me while I waited for you to get up, I guess it got me all excited. So I guess you've only just realized why your legs are tied open. That wasn't nice! Remember what I said about how I was going to be if you weren't nice to me? Stop it! There. That's much better. You stay quiet and do as I say, and you'll find out just how sweet I can be. Now, in the videos I saw, the woman always uses her fingers first. I looked around your kitchen for lube, but I couldn't find any, so I'm gonna use this soap from the bathroom instead, okay? No! I'm doing this first to be nice. If you say any more nasty things, I won't bother with any fingers or lube, okay? Much better, mister. Here we go. Oh, your asshole's all tight. I can just barely get one of my little fingers in. I'm sorry my nails are long, but I think they're really pretty with that, the fingernail polish being all long and all the purple glitter, don't you? Okay, now should be right around. If I try rubbing here, I think I can get it a little bit deeper. Oh, mister, did that make you jump? Now, if I try it with more soap, I think I could just barely fit in a second finger. There we go. Is this taking too long? It always goes so much quicker in the videos, but it's taking a really long time to open you up. I'm sorry, mister. I know you're being very patient with me, but I just can't take it any longer. I'm so hard, it's starting to hurt me, and you wouldn't want to hurt me, would you? No, don't complain. I won fair and square, and this is exactly what you wanted to do to me, wasn't it? If I hadn't switched the drinks, you'd have taken all my clothes off and tried to stick your cock in me just like I'm going to. I bet you wouldn't have even waited until I was awake, would you? Hey, if you complain anymore, mister, I'm gonna take that picture I took and send it to all my friends and tell them about how you tried to drug little girls. Do you want me to do that? Do you? Well then, stop complaining. I've got the head of my cock up against you, mister. It's all slippery and warm, hard as a rock. Now, I'm just gonna try and push forward. Oh, you're still way too tight. I can barely get the tip in. Mister, you feel amazing. But if you don't relax soon, this is probably gonna hurt you a lot. And I don't wanna do that. I want my first time to be special for both of us, okay? That's better. I'm just gonna push inside and. Fuck, mister, that feels really good. Does it feel good for you? I don't know why all those boys are so scared of it. I'm all the way inside of you now, so I'm gonna start thrusting. I want you to tell me if it hurts. No, I'm not gonna slow down. I just wanna know. Okay. Oh, fuck, mister. You feel amazing. It's so tight and warm inside of you. Every time I go all the way in, I can. Fuck. I can see you biting your lip and twisting your arms. So I know it's hurting. I'm gonna go faster. Tell me how much it hurts. Come on. Tell me how it feels to have a little girl with her cock inside of you. Tell me. Fuck. Tell me how it feels to be fucked the way you fucked little girls before. Because. Oh my gosh. This is so fucking good. Oh, because I bet you've done this before, haven't you? Oh, I bet you've invited tons of sweet little girls over and drugged them and bent them over your kitchen counter and rammed your cock into them, mister. I'm gonna fuck you like this. My cock all the way in your ass until you scream for me. Oh, mister. Was that a moan? Like little girls in porn make. Are you enjoying this? Because, oh, fuck, that's not how it's supposed to go. You're not supposed to enjoy being raped. Maybe you really are disgusting. You're tied up, helpless, hands behind your back, all while a little girl fucks you in the ass and you're enjoying it, aren't you? Don't lie to me, because if you do, I'll stop being nice. I'll move faster, like this. I'll go even harder. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh, that feels really, really good. So much better than jacking myself off. Fuck. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Oh, I can't believe I've never done this before. Oh, mister, when I get back to school, I'm not gonna let those stupid boys run away anymore. Oh, I'm gonna pin them down and show them just how good this feels. Oh my gosh, I'm close. Oh, I'm close, mister. I'm gonna come inside of you. Are you ready? Wait, what do you mean that you wanna come too? You really are disgusting, mister, aren't you? A little girl's raping you in the ass, and you want to finish. Well, then how about we... Oh, fuck. How about we play another game? I'm gonna fuck you as hard as I can, and we'll see who manages to come first. If you win... I'll untie you after, and I'll let you get your own revenge, okay? I'll let you put that cock inside my virgin ass like you were planning to. And if I win... if I win, I'm gonna fuck your mouth after. Until my cock is all clean. And then I won't untie you. I'll just leave you here for your family or neighbors to discover. See? I said, oh my gosh, I said you didn't want to make me mean. Ready? Here we go. I think you can come before me, mister. I think you can come from my cock in your ass. Because I can. Oh, you feel so tight and warm and good. I can't hold back any longer. If you don't come right now, you're gonna lose because of my... Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh fuck! 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 Oh, mister. It looks like... Oh gosh. It looks like you lost. Now open up your mouth and maybe I'll change my mind and untie you.